T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are live on location outside at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Gridiron Giveaway on this Friday episode of Offsides with Mark Ryan. So outstanding to be here on a Friday afternoon. Wonderful to be joined by you guys. 1 to 4, an absolutely loaded show. He's going to be in Orlando for Miami versus Florida. Brent Beard will help us preview at 2 p.m. the game that kicks off the season. Ladies and gentlemen, we are but 24 hours away. Actually, let's be honest, 30 hours away from that glorious moment where toe meets leather. We are excited about that and excited about so much more coming your way on a very hot Friday afternoon here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I'll tell you what, college football season starts here in the upstate on August 29th when the Clemson Tigers celebrate their national championship hosting Georgia Tech in the season opener. Wouldn't you like to go? Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram wants to make that happen. All this week and this week only, you can go to the dealership right here, 1035 North Church Street Extension in Spartanburg, and register to win 4 tickets to the Clemson-Georgia Tech game. It's simple, folks. Go see our friends at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Go to the middle of the dealership and register to win those tickets. One lucky fan will get 4 tickets to Clemson and Georgia Tech. What a way to kick off the college football season and kick off your Labor Day weekend. Again, you have to go to the dealership to register to win. We'll announce the winner on Friday in the final hour of Straight Up with Sturge. All right, Lonzo, how are things going back in the network studios, man?
Nice and cool back here, Mark. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Okay, so loaded show for you today. Loaded show for you. And I'll tell you what. I mentioned yesterday on the show that I believe that Will Muschamp is going to lose his job at the conclusion of the 2020 season. That is my firm belief. And I need to make a distinction here. I'm not wishing for anybody to lose their gig. I don't root for anybody to lose their job. I root for Will Muschamp to prove me wrong. Okay, I'm not the guy that hopes to uproot families, that hopes to remove income from people. I'm not a mean-spirited individual. I just look at the body of work and I see a guy through 6 years as a head coach who knows how to recruit but doesn't know how to get the most out of that talent. Does not know how to get the most out of that talent. And for me, so many South Carolina fans are giving a pass to Will Muschamp for this season. They're giving a pass to Will Muschamp for this season, unnecessarily so, because of the schedule. Because the schedule is the hardest in the nation. It's incredibly difficult. But the reality is that I believe that South Carolina fans should have significantly higher expectations than that. I believe the patience for Will Muschamp is going to come to an end next season. And therefore, I believe he loses his job. Now, you've heard me say that I think this year South Carolina could shock the nation. You've heard me say that this year I believe South Carolina could go 8-4 on the year this year. So naturally, you're saying, well, Mark, if Will Muschamp exceeds expectations this year, if Will Muschamp finishes in the top 15, as you said, why is it that he would be replaced? And that's pretty easy for me to see on the outside looking in here. It is pretty easy to see. This is the year of no expectation. The year the fan base is foolishly offering excuses for South Carolina, despite a great senior signal caller under center. Next year, ladies and gentlemen, the Bentley leaves the garage. The Jake Bentley leaves the garage. Fan expectation will soar. If there's no jump to 9-3 in year 5, poof. Mark my words. Mark my words. I think he's going to be gone. That doesn't mean I want him to be gone. That doesn't mean that's what I'm rooting for. That's what I'm hoping for. In no way, shape, or form is that what I'm after. Okay? That's not what I want. That's not what I'm about. But I think it is what will happen. I think it is what will take place. And I believe that to be the case because I yet haven't seen that Will Muschamp can coach the talent that he produces. Prior to the show today, I brainstormed with the show for the show with a guy named Diddy that works for us. He's kind of our baseball guy on the show. And Diddy told me today, if we continue to accept the mediocrity we always have, we'll never be more than a pissant little program. Do you agree or disagree with that, South Carolina fans? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us here on the show today. The quote again, if we continue to accept the mediocrity we always have, we'll never be more than a pissant program. South Carolina well below 500 in Southeastern Conference play since they began play. And Will Muschamp right now is 500 in conference play, which would put him above, most coaches that have coached in South Carolina's history, just below Steve Spurrier, as a matter of fact. But I'm actually shocked and I'm actually surprised at the low level of expectations that exist in the South Carolina program. I'm really, really shocked and surprised by that, if I'm honest with you. And it's kind of nuts to me. For South Carolina to become a top-tier program, their fan base must lead the way by upping their standards and ditching the loser's mentality. Now, what is a loser's mentality? It's, oh, we can only hope for this. We can only hope for crumbs. We haven't achieved much in our existence, so on and so forth. You know, Chris Phillips, who runs the Spurs Up show, posted a poll out here today, and it made me sick. And it made me feel bad for you, the South Carolina fans. It really does. His poll says the following. What should the expectations be for the South Carolina football program year in and year out? What should the expectations be? 78% in a total of 700 votes coming in. 78% say the expectations for the South Carolina football program should be a bowl team or 8-9 wins. 8 or 9 wins and or a bowl team. 78%, ladies and gentlemen. That is so damn sad. Let me ask you this question. What's keeping the Gamecocks from achieving what Clemson has? What's keeping them? I mean, kick that around in your head for a little bit, okay? What's preventing that level of success? Who plays in a better conference, South Carolina or Clemson? That's obvious. That's South Carolina. Whom has better facilities? That's a toss-up. Both are top five in America in facilities. Who recruits significantly better? Well, prior to this year, it was very close. It was very close between South Carolina and Clemson. Prior to this year, it was. South Carolina, last 4 years, average class ranked number 19. Average class for Clemson last year, the last 4 years, average class is number 11. So why is your expectation so low? Do you want to set an expectation for your kids to come home with C's on their report card? Is that good enough for you? You know, Michael Stathakis is a fan of the show, a P1 listener, and he said, you said expectation, Mark Ryan. That is lower bar than what we want and hope. That is a baseline. We expect to win 8 or 9 games a year. We hope to win more. To expect to be in the SEC championship is unrealistic every year. But we hope for more. To which I say to you, Michael Stathakis, you can hope in one hand and poop in the other and see which one fills up first. You want more from your kids than C grades on your report card, right? That's what you want. That's what you're looking for. Expect better. Expect more. I know you do. I know you hope for more. I know you want more. So when is this next step up going to happen? And how long are you guys, South Carolina fans, going to settle for this mediocre existence? This is a tough love conversation, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hosting here in Spartanburg, South Carolina today. I'm told this is a South Carolina stronghold. And what you have is a guy here in me, Mark Ryan, that rooted for the Gamecocks to beat Clemson last year. That you have a guy that believes that the SEC is family. And whereas South Carolina may not be my favorite family member as a Florida Gator graduate, they're sure as hell not my least favorite. Your family, South Carolina's family to the Florida Gators in the SEC is family theory. Just like every other SEC team, you're sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table with me. I like some family members more than others, but you are most definitely part of the family. So when you play Clemson, I rooted for you. That's how we roll. I want to see great things happen to you, but this is expect more, ladies and gentlemen. Up your standards. I got the following tweet yesterday. Blows my freaking mind. Here it is. The all-time winningest coach in school history had 35 wins after 5 years. That's 7 wins a season. No chance you fire Will Muschamp because he has 22 through 3, which means he's on slightly more than 7 win per season pace. Folks, that is the saddest existence I have ever heard of in my life. In my life. You know, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. Isn't it time to do something different? Isn't it time to ask for more? Isn't it time to expect more from your football program? Because when all is said and done, what's separating you from what Clemson's accomplished? Yeah, they have Dabo Swinney, and yeah, you don't. But what else? Nothing. Nothing. If Will Muschamp is up to the standard, if he's up to Dabo Swinney's equal, then why can't you expect to achieve the same that Clemson has? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. You are listening live to the number one sports radio show in the entirety of South Carolina. And we are live on location at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Gridiron Giveaway on a scalding hot Friday right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, kind of resetting where we're at. You know, I people threw many sharp and pointy objects on me yesterday when I said Will Muschamp should be fired, right? I mean, and it should be fired, will be fired at the end of the 2020 season. There's a difference between me wanting the guy to lose his job and me believing the guy will lose his job. I want him to be successful, and I think that should be made abundantly clear. But for some reason, perhaps because you've come not to expect much, the expectation level of South Carolina fans I find to be incredibly sad. The Spurs Up Show posts a poll, what should be the annual expectation for South Carolina fans? And I'm thinking to myself, SEC championship are the same as Clemson. Why shouldn't your expectation be the same as Clemson? And 78% of those polled are saying either a bowl team or 8 to 9 wins. That's the equivalent of saying to your kids, hey, I expect you to bring home C's on your report card. Listen, that's not to say that I've gotten worse grades than C's on my report card, but to set that as the expectation is setting the bar incredibly low. You know, straight up with Sturge, Will Pelagic filling in for Mark Sturgis yesterday, he and Diesel ran a poll that caught fire, and they asked the question, who will lose their job first, yours truly or Will Muschamp? Who is least likely to be employed on January 1st, 2021? And 68% of you 68% of you feel I am more likely to lose my job before January 1st, 2021 than Will Muschamp. 1,700 of you voted, perhaps the
Did
most
you
votes
vote in
we've
the poll?
Ever. I absolutely voted for Will Muschamp. I know it's going to be Will Muschamp. Come on.
Okay, let's
come
check
on. Of course. No, but it's fun, and it's I really appreciate the experience, the participation from everybody, and cheers to the 32% of you who believe that I will am more likely to be employed on January 1st, 2021 than one Will Muschamp. Okay.
They're all members of your family living in Florida, probably, or Houston, or wherever.
1,700 people. I got a big family, Lonzo. We've already got people coming out to say hi here today, man. Show's going outstandingly well. All right, let's get right to it. And Matt is up first. Matt. Okay, we keep it rolling, and Mike is up next. Mike, thanks for the call. You're offsides. Mike, can we elevate the expectation for the South Carolina program, for the love of God?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. First, I'd like to congratulate you and Lonzo on winning the award for the show. You guys have a great show, and I enjoy listening to it a lot. Don't get the,
means so much
the
to
first
me,
time
Mike.
I've called
mean,
you.
Means but, so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. I also agree with you about Muschamp probably going to be invited to leave, and this is why. Perception
I like
is
how
reality.
You said that. That was way more diplomatic, Mike, than I'm able to say. Instead of saying, we're going to can his butt, you're going to say, we're going to invite you to leave, okay? We're going
Correct.
To invite you to That sounds so much nicer.
It does. And the reason is this. Perception is reality. You have a small window to create excitement and a buzz to sell what you're going to, your vision for where you're going to lead the team. And I think he made a really big mistake in the offensive coordinator hire. He had a chance to create a buzz that would help recruiting and help create some excitement and a higher expectation level. Go get you a Big 12 offensive coordinator that's getting 50 points a game, just like Dabo did. He went and got Chad Morris and create some buzz. We know Muschamp knows defense, but everywhere he's gone, the offense is what's hurting. Go get you a brains guy that could bring that. I don't think he did that, and I just think this guy's nothing new. There's no big time edge that you have over the other teams you're competing against. And, you know, I think in a couple of years, you know, it's going to be over.
Yeah. No. So you're with me, Mike. So here's the question. Why is everyone throwing sharp pointy objects at me? I don't get it. He is going to lose his job at the end of next season. He's got a pass this year because of the schedule. Next year when he doesn't have a pass, and next year when they go 7-5 and having Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Sisters of the Poor Carolina, Fast Food Carolina on the schedule, and they still go 7-5, what's the excuse then? What's the excuse
the then?
Expect more.
They had a window. The schedule is actually going to get harder. Florida's getting better. Tennessee's going to get better. Georgia's going to remain good. They had their chance when the SEC least was down. Now the doors are closed. You know, you could have got somebody to create some excitement. I don't know who's there that provides them expectations to beat all these teams. I think they know that, you know, 8-9 wins is as best as they're going to do.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for the kind words. Greatly appreciate you chiming into the show today. And welcome as a first-time caller. Hope you won't be a stranger, and hope we hear from you again at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Ladies and gentlemen, when is the Muschamp statement game going to happen? He's got one win over a top 25 team in his tenure here. Tennessee. You can't see this, but I'm doing the little circle with my index finger as if to say, whoop-did-he-do, right? Whoop-did-he-do. You're at South Carolina. You got a better stadium than Clemson. You have equal or better fans than Clemson does. You play in the best, a better conference than Clemson does. You have equal or better facilities to what Clemson does. 78% of South Carolina fans say that the expectation for an annual season should be a bowl team or 8 to 9 wins. You want to ask that of Florida fans? You want to know what it would be of Florida fans? SEC championship, playoff, national championship. Anything less than that is a failure. Why don't you have the same expectation? Because ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, your team's performance will be a reflection of what you're willing to accept. And if 22 wins in 3 seasons, 7.3 wins a year, is good enough for you, you have the right head coach. If not, you need a different one. If not, you need a different one. And I'm going to give Will Muschamp this year. As long as he doesn't go 3-9, I might give him next year as well. But, and I hope that I'm wrong, and I hope he proves me wrong, and I want to see South Carolina be successful. But my prediction is he will lose his job at the conclusion of the 2020 season. Let's keep it rolling, and Delvin is up next. Delvin, thanks for joining us here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Delvin, go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of things. I agree with you, man. You need to spend more, man. I want 11, 12, 13. I want to win all the games and go to the SEC championship, win that championship. That's what I expect from my team. That's what I want. 8-9 wins, man. Like you said, if you expect that, that's what you're going to achieve, man. You can do better than that, man. You got, like you said, you got everything. You got the facilities. You got a great fan base who should be supporting you and want you to do things. What else do you need? I mean, you should expect being an SEC championship game and stuff, all that. And second, I said that I'll come back with a for your prediction for the game, Florida and Miami. I got Florida winning, but it's going to be a close game because I think that Miami defense will keep them in the game, but I think I'll put out an end because they got an inexperienced quarterback.
Well, I'll tell it. So you like Florida to win?
Yeah.
Okay. I like Florida to win as well. I'm going to go with Florida to win. I can't decide whether I think it's going to be close or a blowout for Florida. I've been thinking about it quite a bit. I like that matchup of the Miami defensive line and the Miami linebackers against Florida's offensive line. Florida's offensive line is weak. I really like that if I'm Miami. And, you know, Felipe Franks' first game jitters of the year, that bodes well for Miami in that contest. My faith lies with Dan Mullen as the better of the two head coaches than Manny Diaz to figure out a way to get that done. There might be a lot of, you know, lateral type passes, a lot of wide receiver screens, a lot of short passes to kind of slow down that pass rush in tomorrow's game. Delvin, thanks so much for the call. Thank you so much for the call. Lonzo, I don't know why everyone's mad at me. You said Will Muschamp should be fired now. I'm at least giving him 2 more years, all right? And you would think that I insulted every member of the South Carolina fan base's family with the response I got on Twitter to the segment yesterday, man. How come you can get away with that and I can't?
Here's the thing. I'm beloved and you're hated. And, you know, it's a great achievement on your part to be able to be hated in such a short time. Dude, I don't know. They just take you a certain way.
Yeah, I don't. They do. They most certainly do. all right. So I want to share this with you. Will Pelagic is going to be joining our show here very momentarily, and you might remember that last week I offered an impression of Will Pelagic, the very dapper Will Pelagic, the very intelligent Will Pelagic, the very eloquent Will Pelagic. Here was my impression of Will Pelagic from last week.
Great to join your program today, Mark. This is Will Pelagic, and hopefully I can offer a different perspective and avoid adjudication. And on the program today, going to get to some anti-disestablishmentarianism on the program. So great to be joining you, and always happy to provide a different perspective.
Now, Will is set to be joining us here momentarily by phone. But, you know, I just want to say that it's been great being able to work with Will. He's come at me very, very strongly on Straight Up with Sturge every single day. Yesterday, I believe he said something to the effect of, I was rooting for Will Muschamp to be fired. I didn't know what I was talking about. He has a relationship with Ray Tanner that I do not possess, so I can't see the pressure that Ray Tanner is going to be under when Will Muschamp wets the bed the next couple of years, or specifically speaking, 2020. And you know, he made a poll yesterday about me, and he said, he and Diesel put out a poll, and it said, who is going to lose their job first? Who is least likely to still be employed when the 2020 calendar year comes to an end? Is it going to be Will Muschamp, or is it going to be Mark Ryan? Anyway,
Will, I was ecstatic to see that 68% of people feel that I will be employed longer than Will Muschamp. Well, Mark, I hate to overwhelm your amygdala. This is Will Pelagic here. When you not so skillfully divulged that you feel Will Muschamp will face termination at the conclusion of the 2020 campaign, I almost collided with a pedestrian on a public highway. There were no appropriate greetings there. I was not able to offer an appropriate perspective or context for the situation. But for you to pontificate so irresponsibly, I no longer respectfully disagree. I am about to lose my mind up in here. I'm Will Pelagic, offering a different perspective on this program.
Well, thank you, Will. Thank you very much for the take today. I do appreciate that very much. I always appreciate your viewpoints, Will, and hopefully I will avoid your sharp, pointy objects today. Mark, you made me so upset yesterday. My hair follicles in my beard were ashamed. They were shifting all over my face. It was awful. It was terrible. I cannot even stand to work with you one day longer. Well, Will, I think we're stuck together for a few more weeks here. And in any case, Either Or is coming your way next. Let me make sure that I've got this right. I've got this right on the schedule here, Lonzo. Want to follow this well. Yes, Either Or is coming your way next. A friend of mine got kicked out of a restaurant recently for something you wouldn't believe. I'm going to share that with you next. My name is Mark Ryan, and I'm Will Pelagic. Thanks so much for listening and offering a different perspective on this program.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right. Let's see here. Diddy says, so Mark Ryan's impression of Willie P. Style is definitely the exact same voice that Ferris Bueller uses to trick Principal Rooney and sounds nothing like Will. I've asked.
I need to point something out. I need to point something out. Diddy is wrong. Cameron did that. It wasn't.
When Cameron comes to Egypt land, let my Cameron go.
It was Cameron going, I like this. I can't do it, but it was, and he's right. You do sound like Cameron trying to be Sloan's dad.
But I've also heard from multiple people here, Lonzo, that my impersonation of Will Pelagic is almost directly on point. It's Will Pelagic mixed with a mafia boss. All right, we offer a different perspective on the program, and we must all adhere and honor and respect these words, all right? Without further ado, on this glorious Friday afternoon that is hot as balls, either or starts right now. All right, here we go. Either or, number one. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, Mike Tyson. You remember him? You remember him? You heard of him before, Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson.
Refresh me.
No, he used to box or something. Mike Tyson says, excuse me. Mike Tyson says Conor McGregor.
Choking on a splinter over there, huh, Lonzo? Mike Tyson says, what was that? Come again, sir? How are we, sir?
All right.
Somebody in the office, somebody in the studios, go give Lonzo the Heimlich, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I got it under control. Mike Tyson says Conor McGregor is a wonderful person who's earned a shot at redemption. People have forgotten all the things that Tyson did in and out of the ring, which means, you know, he knows something about redemption. Mike Tyson is your spokesman for redemption, on sides or off sides.
I respect Mike Tyson. I had a friend sit down, Alicia Jessup. She's been on our show, Lonzo. She sat down recently for a one-on-one with Mike Tyson. I never know what personality Mike Tyson is speaking to you as in a given day. Is he the serial killer, Mike Tyson? Is he the loves teddy bears, Mike Tyson? You never know who you're going to get, so I don't find Mike Tyson to be the arbiter of anything, much less the redemption story of one Conor McGregor. Lonzo, what say you?
I think it's on sides because Mike Tyson's beloved now. Like I said, people forget that he went to jail for rape, that he bit off Evander Holyfield's ear, that he did all this stuff. Now he's on all these different shows. He's even been on Broadway. So if anyone would know about redemption, it's Mike Tyson.
All right. So in a pickup basketball game that the NBA players play all over the summer, Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns, young and up-and-coming star, was none too pleased when he was double-teamed in the pickup game, to which Joakim Noah, L.A. Laker hopeful, says, deal with it, man. We'll double you all we want. Double teaming in a pickup game, Lonzo. Onsides or offsides?
Last I checked, it's 2-on-2, right? Am I right? It's 2-on-2.
No, they were playing 5-on-5.
Were they playing 5-on-5? Oh,
yeah.
Man, shut up. It's definitely onside. I'm not telling you to shut up. I'm telling Booker to shut up. Shut up. If you can't handle it, then you shouldn't play, pickup game or not.
I totally agree. You have a very nice cologne, sir. Very, very nice cologne. Smells amazing. We're out here live at on a glorious Friday afternoon on at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, helping you win 4 tickets to see Clemson and Georgia Tech in the season opener. Come out, register. We will be announcing the winner on Straight Up with Sturge later today. So that is very, very exciting stuff coming your way. All right. Additionally, next up, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. So you're going to love this. Tom Brady's petition to trademark the name Tom Terrific has been denied, according to paperwork form from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. When Brady's application for the trademark made news earlier this year, Mets fans cried foul as Mets great Tom Seaver has long been called Tom Terrific. Tom Brady said Tom Brady has distanced himself from the application with representatives, saying he only applied for it so they could keep it from being used to refer to him. Do you believe Tom Brady?
Yes, I do believe Tom Brady, Lonzo, and I'll tell you why. You trademark something you don't want people to use against you, right? So Lonzo, you should be trademarking Alonzo, because you hate when people call you that, okay? You also don't like when people drop your last name, which is Reitzel. So the worst thing someone could do to you is call you Alonzo Reitzel. So I think, Lonzo, in short order, you should look to trademark Alonzo and Reitzel. Therefore, nobody can say either of those words except for you.
You know, I hate this, but you actually just made sense to me, and I changed my mind. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Right. You see what I'm saying? I had to hit you where it hurts to get you to realize what Tom Terrific is trying to do there. He's trying to avoid having anyone ever use that godforsaken nickname again.
Do you really believe that, though? Come on.
Well, I've never heard him refer to himself as Tom Terrific, Alonso. I haven't seen any Tom Terrific shirts, have you?
Well, maybe Giselle has heard him say it.
Do you know that there is a phrase that a popular boxing announcer uses when he steps into the ring that is so heavily protected that we can't even say it on the radio? Now, you know, Alonso, I would dispute this a little bit because I heard the guys on the Dan Patrick Show say the phrase the other day. They just didn't say it the way that he says it. Don't worry, Alonso, I'm not going to make you hit the dump button. I'm not going to drop it on here. But I do find it very interesting, and I have a fundamental problem with being able to trademark words. They're part of the English language. You shouldn't be able to tell me I can't say these words. Now, that George Carlin's seven dirty words, I get that, right? The Federal Communications Commission will fine us significantly if I use those words, right? But to be able to trademark words and no one else can say them or you can sue, I have a fundamental problem with that issue. I really, really do. Okay, next up. So a friend of mine in the area, Alonso, a couple of restaurants in the same day turned him down. Both restaurants closed at 9 p.m. He walked into the restaurants, one right next door to the other, at 8:30 p.m. So he was able to enter the restaurant. The restaurant said, no, we're closed. The outside sign says they close at 9 p.m. Other people were dining inside both restaurants. All right. Onsides or offsides, to turn down a customer by the excuse of we're closed half an hour before you actually close?
All right, this is definitely offside. You understand what they did. They just shut down the kitchen and they didn't want to cook anything else. That's exactly what happened. I've had it happen to me before. It's definitely offsides. It's
ridiculous.
Does
it brown your boxers, Lonzo? Does it brown your boxers?
A little bit, yeah. You know, okay. I've went to a chicken place and tried to order something, and they told me they were out of chicken before.
Somebody get Lonzo some toilet paper up in here, all right? I'm Will Pelagic. Somebody get Lonzo some toilet paper. All right, Lonzo, continue, please.
Oh, I'm done. You go right ahead.
Yeah, it's absolutely offsides. It's absolutely offsides. Listen. If your sign says you're open at 9 p.m. and somebody walks in there at 8:59, you can rush their order out. You can get them out of there within the hour. But if they walk in at 8:59 and you're closed at 9, you're open till 10. It's called customer service. And the fact that that happened, you know, really, really curdles my cheese, Lonzo. It really does. You can't do that. And so, but in terms of your etiquette, Lonzo, let's talk about this in terms of your etiquette. Okay. Would you walk into a restaurant half an hour before they close? Would you actually do that? To me, that's kind of the cutoff. 15 minutes before they close, I'm kind of a jerk. But if I'm the restaurant owner and somebody walks in at 8:59, I'm looking at it as a chance to gain another repeat customer, man. I want to seize the day on that. I'm not turning them away because technically they've entered the restaurant while we're still open. Same with a grocery store. You enter the grocery store. You ever been in a grocery store like 5 minutes before they close and they try to drop you hints? They like shut down half the lights while you're going down the aisles. If you're open, man, I'm entitled to be in there. And if, as long as I walk in there before you're closed, I have a right to be in there. That's my opinion. Am I wrong?
You're right on the restaurant thing, on the grocery store. I disagree. Having had to deal with people when I worked in grocery many years ago who would come in at the last minute and think that they could take their time and take an hour to shop.
Okay. Do we still have Matt on the line, Lonzo?
Nah, he's gone again.
Matt is gone again. Okay. If you'd like, call back, Matt. Sorry we keep.
I think he's messing with you, Matt. He's doing it on purpose.
Listen. We've got a different setup here today, Matt. I'll describe it to you, okay? I'm outside at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Lonzo is back in the network studios, and Lonzo is texting me when we have callers on the line, and I don't always see it. So I apologize for that,
you know,
Matt.
Speaking of browning your boxers, how's your underwear? Are they soggy yet?
Listen, that happens to you, not me. Okay, let's establish that right
really?
From the beginning here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll ask
yeah.
you again an hour from now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to puncture your air mattress for that. I'm going to flatten your tires. I'm going to burn your brownies. I'm going to rotten your raspberries. I'm going to bash your bananas. I'm going to do all the above, Lonzo, especially if you don't cut all that out. Okay? Coming up next, a team in our area is quietly making noise. That's not a misnomer, ladies and gentlemen. I'll explain it to you next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, we are live on location. Live on location at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Gridiron Giveaway here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's Mark Ryan live from Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram here on a blazing Friday afternoon. Mark, it's What's for Dinner. Great to be here with you guys today and rolling on until 4 p.m. this afternoon, having some fun. So many people have already stopped by to say hello. I will tell you, Kristen. Kristen is our outstanding expert here. She does all the technical stuff. I arrive here. Everything is already set up for me. All I have to do is sit down and talk, and she really does all the work. Kristen, this is the second day in a row that we've been live on location, and there have been people that have come up not to punch me, but people that have come up just to say hi. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome? They're just coming out here to say hi, fans of the show. It's a fantastic thing. Wes Sims, and I'm hearing quite an echo here, Lonzo. Wes Sims says he came by to say hello. He follows us on social media here. He said, "Sorry, I had to leave because of the heat. Hope you get out of the heat soon." Well, listen. We're getting some toughest training out here. We are detoxing out here. We are doing what my main man at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram do on a daily basis. They get after it out here today. And we are doing the exact same thing. It is great to be here. So the Braves, congratulations to the Braves. Because if it is possible to quietly make noise, they are doing just that. The Braves walked off the Miami Marlins last night for a series sweep. They needed to sweep the Marlins. They did sweep the Marlins. They won last night 3-2. The Braves, you remember last week on the show, I said the next 12 games will decide the season. Guess what the Braves' record are? Someone was listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. The Braves are 7-2. In their last 12 games now, 7-2. Soroka, masterful last night. Scattered some hits in the seventh inning, but after surrendering the lead, regained his composure, stopped the bleeding. He allowed Freddie Freeman to tie it in the eighth with a long ball, and Acuna Jr., no longer in the doghouse, to get the walk-off RBI in the bottom of the ninth. You've heard on this show, 5 out of the last 6 World Series champions had a winning percentage of .600 or better. It doesn't mean you have to have that, but that's a number that's synonymous with success in Major League Baseball. The Braves right now are at .597. They win their next game. They are at the coveted .600 win percentage mark. The run differential for the Braves this year, plus +72. The magic number to clinch the National League East for the Braves is 29. Between now and the end of the season. That's a lot. Don't focus on that big number, which is a combination of wins and losses from the New York Mets. Just focus on what you need to do. Okay, can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen? College football is coming your way tomorrow. And Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter, is going to be at the game for Florida and Miami. He joins us as our on-site correspondent next, right here on the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, You're Offsides with Mark Ryan, live from Spartanburg Dodge Chrysler Jeep, right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.